You're listening to SBS News.
Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull says flying a Nazi swastika flag on an Australian army vehicle in Afghanistan was completely unacceptable.
Completely and utterly unacceptable. It was reported in 2007 of that incident. The flag obviously was removed and the personnel involved were disciplined. So the Defence Minister will have more to say about that, but the incident, it was wrong. It was, wrong. It was absolutely wrong, and their commanders took action at the time.
A leaked photo of the 2007 incident, obtained by the ABC, shows a large swastika emblem flying over the bonnet of an Australian military vehicle. SBS has been told it is almost certainly an Australian Special Forces patrol, and more precisely, the East Coast-based Commandos. The Vice Chief of the Australian Defence Force, Rear Admiral Ray Griggs, has confirmed the incident and says the flag was flown briefly above the vehicle before the patrol commander took it down.
The flag was flying for a very short period. It's completely unacceptable, and it's just not consistent with our defence values or our national values.
The swastika was a symbol of Nazism and Hitler's murderous reign during World War II. Nearly 30,000 Australians died in the war fighting against Germany and Japan. Admiral Griggs says officers treated the incident seriously.
Look, I'm not sure of the full extent of the action. I understand that there was immediate counselling and some follow-up counselling done. Importantly, when the patrol returned to its base, the flag was destroyed.
Neil James from the Australian Defence Association is a former army officer. He says it was a disappointing attempt at humour.
In a war zone, people are under pressure and sometimes digger black humour leads them to do stupid things. This is an example of that. It's no more than that and no less than that.
It's the latest controversy facing the ADF and particularly Australia's Special Forces. Defence has endured a week of allegations of illegal killings in Afghanistan, apparently uncovered during a secret inquiry into the culture of its elite soldiers. But Admiral Griggs says that's a separate issue.
I'm not going to divert off into that issue. It was an issue that was dealt with at the time. It was dealt with effectively by the on-scene commander.
He says defence personnel have a huge responsibility to conduct themselves properly.
The government and the senior leadership of the ADF trusts those people to conduct those operations in a lawful and ethical way. In doing that, we expect people to be 100% accountable for their actions while they're in operations.
Neil James says there have been issues with the culture within the Defence Force for a while.
It's been known for some time that there were elements within the institutional culture of the Special Forces that raged from simple dickhead larrikinism to alleged war crimes. That's a problem.
Opposition Defence Minister Richard Marles says it puts a serious strain on Australia's reputation and the government needs to take further action.
It's less than ideal that we learn about this through leaks to the media. I actually think the government needs to get in front of this and own it in a sense so that we are making sure that our reputation, the reputation of our Defence Forces is maintained.
Samantha Beniak-Brooks, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.